Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode. In fact, a special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. This is, in fact, not a commute to work. This is a drive back from the Vermont State Magic the Gathering Tournament that was hosted by Quarterstaff Games in Burlington, Vermont. Specifically, is it South Burlington, Vermont?
Yeah,
South Burlington. I'm saying specifically a lot, but it's fine. We just got done. If you want to see more stuff, make sure you check out our Instagram and also our Facebook. We posted some fun stuff. We actually posted a grudge match between me and the Infinite co-host, who is also in the car here. So it's me, it's Evan, it's the Infinite co-host. We had a good tournament, guys, right?
Yeah.
Evan, how'd you do?
I got 32nd place.
Good job. How did I do? I didn't even look.
You were like 22.
Somewhere in the 20s. I'll take it. And you finished?
I finished 14th.
Which so you means, got a prize.
I mean, I prized. I got in the top 16. Woo!
Well done. So I would have liked one of those top 8 playmats, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty solid.
So,
Hashtag top 802.
What is the top 802?
That's our area code. That's South Burlington area code.
Oh, my goodness. Top 802. Anyway, all right. So,
and it's top 8. Top 8. Oh, two. It's a pun.
It is a pun. I like it. So, but we're not here just to talk about the tournament. Yesterday, big announcement about Magic the Gathering came out, and I think it's something that we really need to talk about. Basically, Mark Rosewater and the Wizards team came out and announced that War of the Spark, which is the next expansion in Magic the Gathering, which is coming out in early May.
I mean, the pre-release is coming out April 27th.
Which means it's the first week in May.
Yeah.
It's called War of the Spark, and they announced that there will be, not only will there be 36.
No. We need explanation. So yeah. the teaser video for War of the Spark showed this elaborate setup where something crashed through a series of a building filled with stained glass windows. And anybody with a careful eye saw that video, and that every window was a picture of a planeswalker.
Yeah.
All 36 planeswalkers that have ever existed in Magic were accounted for in the windows. Then, as if without missing a beat, they posted high-res photos of each of those stained glass windows.
Which, by the way, were amazing. Super rad phone backgrounds.
Actual shiny. And yes, all of them are valid phone backgrounds. We'll be giving opinions on favorites shortly.
Are we going to rank all of them?
No. There are 36 of them. But you all got to have favorites. All right.
No, I think we should rank them.
We're ranking them. That's fine.
We'll do that later, though.
We'll do that later.
So 36. Now, he did come out and say that all 36 of those planeswalkers will have cards in the new set, which is insane in and of itself.
So there are two things that are important about this news announcement. Because, one, they said that all 36 planeswalkers will be accounted for, and that they are all new cards. So there's no reprint. We're not seeing Tybalt poke his ugly two red mana head into standard yet again. But so all 36 planeswalkers are getting a planeswalker card. Now this is where the bone of contention comes in, because they said that there will be a planeswalker in every pack.
Correct.
Which, hold the phone, pump the brakes.
That's bananas.
That is not bananas. That is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs bananas.
And the reason for that is historically planeswalkers, not because they are both powerful and complex, have been of the mythic rarity, meaning they are. How are mythic rares calculated in Magic?
So a mythic rare is a. The best way I like to think about it is for every handful of packs you open, there is a chance of getting a mythic rare instead of a rare. So a mythic rare is considered to be a percentage chance, to replace the rare in your pack. But it has an uneven distribution. You might have zero mythics in your box. If you buy a box of product, you might have several mythics. You might have one. it's not guaranteed like certain other rarities and products that are in Magic the Gathering.
Yes. If you buy a pack of Magic the Gathering, you are guaranteed a rare in every pack.
Yes. Now that
you
actually,
are not guaranteed a mythic in every pack.
Now the thing that is also about there's credence, green light. What bears credence is they said that there will be a planeswalker in every pack.
Which violates that rule, because it theoretically violates that
rule.
Hold on, let me just say some things, because historically, planeswalkers have been mythic rares, which means they are very uncommon. You don't see them very often. And the fact that there's going to be a planeswalker in every pack means we have to assume that not every one of these planeswalkers will be of mythic rarity.
So there are a couple of ways you can spin it. Two things pop up immediately. One, they say that there will be a planeswalker in every pack, but there will be a new type of permanent that is a planeswalker.
You think it's possible?
Might
be a new type of permanent that is a planeswalker.
Yes. Or more likely, there is going to be a planeswalker card that is going to be of reduced complexity, reduced power, and essentially reduced rarity.
Here's my question.
So just to finish my point, when they've done the last time they did, there is X type of card in every pack.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't a basic land or a guild gate in these nuisance sets. It was Innistrad. That was double-faced cards.
Mm-hmm.
Double-faced cards had its own individual rarity within the pack. There were common double-faced cards. There were uncommon double-faced cards. There were rare and mythic.
Yep.
So within that framework, one of the things that would be reasonable is if there was a planeswalker slot in every pack, and that there would be a distribution of power levels of planeswalkers in that pack. Because there are 36 planeswalkers, it would be very hard and, in fact, quite unreasonable to balance all of their power levels against each other. But if there was some gradient that some of them were uncommon strength planeswalkers, whatever that will ever turn out to be, we'll find out in a month.
Well, here's...
And then there's rare, and then there's mythic.
Okay, let me throw out another wild idea.
We are in wild speculation mode. Go ahead, sir.
What if they don't do that? Wait, hold on. Let me finish. What if they are all good? What if they are all mythic planeswalkers? Because if everyone gets them, then it is even, right?
Okay.
That means if you get a box of War of the Spark, that means you are getting 36 planeswalkers.
Oh, no. There are 36 packs.
There are 36 packs in
a
box.
And 36 walkers.
Exactly, which means they could make it so that within every box,
there
you are guaranteed one of each. They could absolutely do that.
Oh, that's cuckoo bananas.
Or maybe not. But I will be honest with you, that feels good of a number match to be a coincidence.
I mean,
what if all of them were good? And what if the answer was, they just want everyone using planeswalkers right now. What if this is one of those mechanics where it's like, you know what? Planeswalkers are great. They are the goal of war. I mean, the story of War of the Spark is it's planeswalkers going to war. Two sides. It's Infinity War.
Yeah, it's Infinity War for
so
for
what
Magic
if
the Gathering.
They just want to make it so that for a good year and a half of Standard, it's all planeswalkers all the time, and if you aren't going to use planeswalkers, you will have a very darn good reason not to. Are you telling me there's no chance?
I am not betting all the money in my pockets against all the money in your pockets that is in fact the case. There will be some distribution of strength. That's all I'm saying. It is the nature of Magic the Gathering is variance. There are various strengths of cards in every pack. You don't open every pack and crack your favorite card. There has to be different cards for different people, and in order to be fair and balanced, it has to be a randomized distribution of these rarities. If Magic sticks to its guns, it's going to do this gradient of distribution. Now, if your case is the way that it is, and all the Planeswalkers are good, then they're going to do a set. Then essentially they're producing a set where there are two rares in every pack.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? They'll certainly sell a bunch of packs.
I mean, okay, so that would be one way to celebrate. That would be one way to celebrate the anniversary of Magic. It's just like, okay, this set that comes out, it's a double rare pack. Mm-hmm. There are two rares in every pack,
and they will certainly sell a lot of product. Number one, because I would bet with Planeswalkers in every pack, I bet you that this will be a very fun set to draft.
Oh yeah, the limited experience is going to be bonkers. The thing is that you not only have Planeswalkers themselves are very, very, very interesting to draft because a lot of them have some. All of the Planeswalkers, for the most part, most Planeswalkers have very heavy color requirements. You have to, well, the exception of like Karn and Ugin, but exceptions always prove the rule. A lot of heavy color requirements are required with like paying two mana of a particular cost or two different mana of a particular cost. So you have. And you have those rares, and then you're going to have completely different rares. It is a set of Magic
cards. And also, like, there's going to be some really awesome anti-Planeswalker cards.
I mean,
like, there's definitely going to be.
So the thing is that if they're going to make a double rare set where there's Planeswalkers in every pack, it's going to be Wizards of the Coast would call it a Planeswalkers Matters set. There would be things that. There will probably be like a creature that can, if it attacks a Planeswalker, it is unblockable, or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Or there will be a card that does damage to a creature or a Planeswalker, but not a player. You know, they updated the information to make it so that things can target any target. If they can make crazy burn spells that deal damage to a creature or a Planeswalker.
I mean, it would not be out of the realm of the possibility to have a burn spell that only damages Planeswalkers.
That for that limited format, yes. For a constructed sideboard, yes. I mean, it's going to be cuckoo bananas. I am going.
Tell me that you would not, that you cannot imagine in a format where there's a Planeswalker in every pack, a uncommon red spell, one red, four damage to target Planeswalker.
I'm playing mono red.
I mean, it's going in my sideboard.
Yeah. So, Evan, what do you think about the idea of 36 Planeswalkers, one in every pack? Is that exciting to you, or do you think that's too much?
I think that's exciting, but what if they're not even, like, a big normal Planeswalker? What if it's, like, a creature card that just has the Planeswalker on it?
I mean, that is possible. They could just make them all legends, but that feels like a waste. I don't know.
I mean, the other thing is that we have, in terms of the generations of Planeswalkers, we have the flip Planeswalkers. So there are various incarnations of Planeswalkers besides the ones that we know and love. That they can do things that are low power. There are ways they can fluctuate the power.
Absolutely. So I'm interested to see how this all plays out. But here's what I want. I'd love for you guys to share your thoughts too. So we're going to share this into the Engage Family Gaming community. And I would love to have you guys give us your thoughts. Are you interested in a set where there's Planeswalkers in every pack? Or are you maybe going to take some time off? Let us know what your thoughts are, and until next time.
I mean, keep your eyes peeled for PAX East when you're going to be there. You're going to be beat on the ground.
I will actually be meeting with the Magic the Gathering team.
There. Yes, yes, yes.
So, absolutely. I'm going to be boots on the ground with the Magic the Gathering team. So, until next time, we will talk to you soon. But until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.